This is, well, we're learning together, basically. That's kind of what we do at this time of evening on or morning or whatever on a Sunday. This Sunday happens to be January 15th, 2012. And we're here with, over here, that's Scott Lockman over there. And there's Jeff LeBeau, who is just going on a Sunday streaming spree. Super Sunday streaming spree. I got another S in there, another S word. And way over there, that's Ben over there. Just grab his hat. Hang on a second. Yeah, I almost got it. Okay, yeah. So anyway, and the far end was Ayat. She was there a moment ago. I'm not sure if she's still there. But anyway, we're at learningtogether.pbworks.com. And Jeff is at jefflebeau.net, and if you go to his site, you can find out what he's streaming today. And Scott is radio, Scott Lockman Radio, Tokyo Calling. He's well known in those parts. So, and tonight we're going to do Petya Flicker, which is something that Alan Levine coded, and we've been putting the code in the chat, and I guess Scott's going to get us going on it, show us what Petya Flicker is all about.
All right. Hello, Internet. Greetings, Vance. Thank you very much for the introduction. Very exciting here to share this Petya Flicker. I mentioned before that before we started recording that I did this a few weeks ago with Alan, who is the person who coded it. The only regret is that he's not here because he built the code, and it's a fantastic bit of work. Alan, for those of you who don't know him, he goes by the name Cogdog, cogdogblog.com, and he's the guy who's famous for coming up with 50-plus Web 2.0 ways to tell a digital story, which is a very much a loved website with tools and tricks for telling digital stories. So all credit and props go to Cogdog. And I think it would be best just for me to demonstrate Petya Flicker one time. It's really mind-crushingly simple. And then all of those of you who are here in the Hangout can do it as well. But perhaps before that, the rest of us can introduce one another. So why don't we do that? Whoever hasn't spoken, please grab a mic and say hello. Say who you are, where you are, and anything else you wish to include. Then we'll begin. Don't be shy.
I'll grab it. I'm Jeff Lebo. I'm in Busan, Korea. I've seen Petya Kuchas done at a conference. I have never done a Petya Kucha or a Petya Flicker. So I'm excited and a little bit nervous, and looking forward to seeing what's going to happen. And I'll turn it over to Ben since people aren't sure when to jump in.
Ben Stewart here. Calling from Aguascalientes, Mexico. I'm an EFL teacher educator, and, I have a website at benjaminstewart.info. And I'm also new here to Petya Flicker, so I'm anxious to see how this works.
Ben, you totally fooled me. I thought that M was for Michigan.
and Mariana, why don't you say hello?
Hi, everybody. The only lady among the beautiful gentlemen here, I'm just very interested with Petya Flicker. I will just watch and listen. And because I've seen only once Petya Kucha done by Barbara Sakamoto, it was very great and excellent. Loved her slides and an excellent talk. So I'm looking forward to your presentation, Scott.
Marijana, we're not going to let you off that easy. And I forgot to announce.
Oh, no, I don't have a Flickr account, by the way.
You don't need it. Well, just, no. Just watch what happens and you'll see what happens. But let me ask you a question, because I forgot to say what Petya Kucha is. And you said you saw Barbara do one, so could you tell us your memory of Petya Kucha? What's it all about?
I think, I don't know how did I get the link, but she talked about, she used excellent photos with the ocean and fishes, but actually she talked about education and teachers and language students and learners. It was very interesting, and I think it lasted only for 7 minutes. So each slide, for each photo, she would talk about, as you say, maybe 20 seconds. And that's why I loved it so much. She said so many great things in less than 7 minutes, and that's why I love that. It's very interesting. You don't need to talk like an hour to say many things. The photo says it all.
And speaking of photos saying it all, Mariana cannot do video and audio at the same time in the Hangout, but can you turn your video on quickly to say a quick hello?
Hi. You can participate just in audio, because actually when the thing is running, it's all run from my shared screen. The picture will be up front and center, which reminds me, Mariana, thank you. You captured the essence of it. It's short, 20 seconds per slide. And I think the guys who invented it, they're based in Tokyo, they're an architectural firm. They were just tired of these never-ending presentations that happen when designers get together. So they said, 20 seconds per slide, 20 slides max. Okay, well, let's do this thing. I'm ready. I've had 8 cups of coffee, so. One thing for those of you who are in the Hangout, what you want to do is click on my screen, and then that'll be isolated center. It'll be bordered in blue when you do that. And then whoever's talking, they will not fill the screen. They'll stay across the bottom or across the side. And that way, when it's your turn to talk, all of the slides will be there for you, even though other people, you know what I mean. You know what I mean?
Yes. We'll understand it once we see
no.
it.
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. When you are talking, you'll have to click my window so that the screen I'm sharing stays front and center. When I'm talking, it doesn't matter because I'll be front and center anyway. Sometimes I feel like I was born that way, front and center. So does somebody? I'll wing it. Does somebody want to give me a tag word to plug into the Petcha Flickr?
Well, I was curious about that rule. Do we choose our own tag words? Are they chosen for us? What's that system?
I'm going to choose them for you secretly, but it would kind of be cheating if I typed my own in. So I'll take anybody's first word that comes out from anybody. Not going to do
radio.
Radio. That's a rare. Okay, so you're not seeing it. I've pressed the play button, and then a new window appears, and then I'm going to have to come back to the thing. I've got 20 seconds.
Do you want to start sharing your screen?
Yeah, I'm going to do that in just a second. How do I get back to the Hangouts? Okay, then I share the screen. Then I'm going to share this one, and this is what you'll see, and you've got about 20 seconds. Is it coming up yet?
Yep.
I've got to click it. And there it's slided. Hmm. So we're going. So my friends were at this convention, and one dude brought his computer and his microphone, and he was going to say, I'm going to broadcast this convention to the world. It's the greatest thing in education I've ever seen, and I've got a few people who listen to me, and I'm going to do it. So after the presentation ended, he and his dude, who actually is a poster, his friend, the poster, went over, and they saw this beautiful woman, and they said, hey, lady, we're in radio. Yeah, we're in radio. The lady said, get out of here, guys. So the guys, they went over to another place, and these bunch of dudes were just sort of sitting around, and there's my friend on the radio again. He's talking, and these guys are going, hey, dude, you're on radio. That's awesome. I'll bet you get a lot of ladies that way. This one guy, he just grabbed the mic, and he said, ladies, let me tell you about the ladies. I saw these ladies, and I showed them my microphone, and they said, get out of here, dude. We don't like radio guys. So anyway, why am I getting these pictures? So anyhow, we're going to take... I cut myself shaving this morning, or last week, so I decided to quit shaving. And then I got back into radio, and I saw this guy who was an Elvis impersonator sitting at the other table. And I said, okay, I'm going to get serious with this career now. I'm going to forget about getting ladies. I'm just going to interview people and let them tell their story to the world. And with that, I think I can be famous. And guess what happened? With that attitude, I started to get ladies coming up wanting to talk to me. And they wanted to tell their story on the radio. It's so awesome. But now I care more about the story than the ladies. So, it's kind of like a catch-22. And that's the last slide.
Oh, dear. That was not 20 slides. That was 7 out of 7.
Correct. That was 7. Let me end the share. Well, if we did 20 out of 20, I'd be going for 7 minutes.
Okay, so that was just modeling. That wasn't your official entry. That was just showing how it's done. And boy, that's
no. Actually, Jeff, that's the advanced version that Alan has put together so that you can change the slide and the duration. I did 15 seconds each, and got stuck in the middle there. But that's how it goes. One person.
And it was strange. Those photos were not as random as they usually are.
That's the other problem. The code needs a little bit of work, because if the tag happens to pull something where somebody used the same tag for a whole set of photos, as we saw, a lot of them were bunched together. So that's all being tweaked. But yeah, there needs to be a workaround. That's it. It's exhilarating. It is.
It's a language challenge for native speakers and non-native speakers alike.
One of the tips Barbara gave, and I failed it, is that you don't get meta and you don't talk about what you're doing. And you certainly don't criticize yourself midway through. You just keep going, go with it, go with it. And that's been my stumbling block forever. But it's fun. Who's next?
Just a quick question. Is it typically done in the first person or guess, or any person? Or with your experience, what...
It's improv. So it's whatever you want. In a few minutes, after everybody gets a chance, there are some people who are experimenting with this, and there's actually a Petcha Flickr League, and they've realized that actually having a guiding prompt is the way to go. So you're given a situation and trying to tell everything in the situation. As what I did there, I described everything I was seeing, and that actually is not really true improv.
A question. Yeah. Can you think this can work in classroom because it sounds fun, and just randomly show photos and try to practice speaking with students? That's an example because I've done this before, but I would just show them the photos and ask them what do they see on the picture. But this is not giving like an idea what the people on the photo are could be saying, for instance, and having fun like bubbles, like in comics when you put bubbles and. Talks.
Marjana, are you an ESL teacher?
Yes.
Yeah, Alan came out with this in the summertime, and when he first posted it on his blog, one of my gigs is teaching ESL. I was thinking exactly what you're thinking, that this is just so perfect. The students are having to create authentic language on the go, and as the teacher, as Ben suggested, can you give a prompt? And yeah, what are they thinking? What are they saying? Or whatever context you want to give. So
yes, it should be a lot of practice. Some of them are still shy. It's difficult for them to see, to explain or describe what do they see. But maybe when they have to invent a sentence, or like you did before, and it was so fun, I laughed. It would be even more encouraging for them to do that because they love to invent or make role plays and role models and whatever.
I agree wholeheartedly. Speaking of radio, I forgot to stream this on the radio, so I'll do that right now. So this is going to be going out on DS106, a visual on the radio, but that's that. Anyway, the question is, who's next? Ben, Vance, or Jeff?
Well, you mentioned going in order. That would put Vance next.
Well, I think we have a different order, but Vance is to my left. He's next. Vance, yeah. You ready?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, it's going to take me about 10 seconds to get things ready for you. I've got to put in the code word or the tag. What's a good tag for Vance?
I know what I'd like to do.
I've got it. It's going to be 7 slides, 15 seconds per slide. And I've got to get back here to bring the thing up for you. And you share the screen. I'm not very fluent with this yet. Okay. Here we go, Vance. And then if you click my screen, that'll be front and center for you, and you got a little bit of time to go. So it's all yours, Vance. You see the cow?
Yeah. Well, I saw the horns of the cow, and now I see horns sticking out of this tunnel here. and it looks like we're all going for a ride on an up and down escalator, and I think this is one of those escalators that's had music put into the floors. And what this escalator leads you to is up to the showroom up at the top where you can check out some of the cars that are up there, you know, and probably take one and just drive it off. Just, what you do is you just ask the people if you can do a test ride, and normally they just give you the key. But watch out for those strobe lights in the front. And are you sure this is going for 7 seconds? Oh, here's one we want to drive. This is actually the one that Alec Kouros got. He took it out and then he brought it back and it had his name all over it. And this one, that one reminds me of somebody, but I'm not sure. Donald Duck, I think. Anyhow, this is... you can actually drive that down the escalator if you want. And this is obviously, well, you know where that's from. That's the Batmobile. So this is kind of a nice show because, you know, it's got... And little few people know that Batman actually got his car by coming to the show and just asking to go for a text drive, and then he just kind of took it off. And well, this one, that one looks like could be Superman's car. I'm not really sure, but you can imagine if you were a radio producer and you wanted to meet chicks, that's the car you'd want. Okay,
you did it. Awesome.
Super.
Well, yeah.
I love the improvisation.
Peggy, Peggy, you're next. You got to get in here.
So that key word was horns?
No, mechanic.
Oh, mechanic.
Speaking to mechanic, I'm going to call soon, I guess.
Vance, how was that? How did it feel?
Yeah, I guess, you know, you can just rattle on, you know, if you've, why not? You just talk, talking, what's talk, you know, talk, you can easily do talk, right, Scott? Anybody can talk.
You're a natural.
Jeff is really good at it. We're going to see what Ben can do pretty soon.
Who's next? Jeff?
Next in line is Mariana. I don't want to jump in line.
Is it Mariana? I was mispronouncing your name.
I don't know. Actually, I wanted to ask you.
Yes, very good. Mariana, very good. Great Mariana. Pronunciation. Usually I pronounce Mary Jana, which is American pronunciation, but okay.
Are you ready?
Oh, my God. I need to talk. Oh, God. I have butterflies in my stomach at the moment.
Well,
so.
You better lose them because it's coming up soon.
Okay.
Remember to click my window so yours is isolated.
So I have clicked your window.
Okay, do you see the audience?
Yes. Oh, hi, I am at Google Hangouts, probably somewhere in America, and I'm looking forward to the presentations. I see only two flowers here. I hope my friends will come soon. Oops. Oh, is this in a bathroom? Nice underwear. Well, I don't know if this is French, but I guess the ladies left something behind. Black and white. Maybe some red underwear would be even better. Okay, so I'm lost again, strolling, walking, trying to find my way. Left the Google Hangout, but I'm trying to find my way and trying to... Oh, yes. Well, shopping. The idea of shopping and Christmas craziness. Well, I'm not very into shopping. Probably I will have to buy something on eBay. Sorry. Yes, Second Life. This woman has shoes and Heike. It has very great nail polish. I will have to tell Heike to buy these excellent high heels. It's very great. I love them. Is this taken from Second Life? A great architecture, very modern, interesting. Probably this lady was having a presentation in Second Life. I suppose this could be a great building for a Second Life in real life. Okay, so red lights. Where do I go now? Stop here, stop there. I cannot turn left. I cannot turn right. So I have to wait and see if somebody will come and pick me up because I'm leaving the Google Hangout now.
Yay! Well done.
That was awesome. Wow. You're a natural.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. But I love the improvisation. It reminded me of drama classes that I had with my students, and usually that they get the idea or they enter a room, and then the one of them knows what kind of a room is, for instance, at the dentist, and then the other one just have to pick up and start the conversation like they already know each other, and that's why I found it interesting, this Petra Flicker.
Yep. You just got to roll with it.
Tell her the tag beforehand?
No. What do you think it was?
Well, yeah, what was the tag?
Google?
No, shopping.
Shopping. Interesting.
Yes. Interesting. Shopping, and then I've got seven all different kinds of photos that only two maybe had something to do with shopping.
It's not a perfect system, yeah, but you did a great job with it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me the chance to try this Pecha Flickr.
Oh, the link I just put in the text chat in the Google Hangout, I didn't put it in the Webheads in Action chat because I don't have enough hands, but that's from the Pecha Flickr League, and they've come up with this more of an improvisational theory-based idea that if you begin with a prompt, it makes for a more fluid a more well-connected story, better continuity from idea to idea. So we might explore that at some point. And the other thing I would like to try after everybody has their first chance is for us to do one in sequence where we do that.
Right.
So how about, would you mind if we did that? If we, Jeff, you're next. So let me give you the situation. How about reincarnation?
Okay.
Okay, that's not the tag word, but the theme is reincarnation. So imagine you've been reincarnated or you're talking about reincarnated. And I've put a tag in, and I'm starting it, and I will share the window in just a moment. And you're on. Okay, it'll come your way in a second. You should see the T-shirt.
Okay. So this latest life is but my most recent. In earlier times, I was a disco champion, and I lived a vibrant life dancing around the bright lights of many cities before I was reincarnated as a deep-thinking woman with kind of wavy hair. And this lifetime, you know, I look back on it fondly. I had a bit of a stage career. I had my own talk show for a little while. Had some relationship issues because I married this guy who was determined to play the wood baronet harp, and he thought this was going to be like the biggest new instrument, and he had a warm side to him, but it just didn't work out, and so I had to get divorced from him. Sometimes life is this place. In one life I was an architect. And so I built this. This is the Museum of Yellow Light. That was great. This life, you know, I was just exhausted from all those past lives, so I just kind of stayed in bed. Pretty much this entire lifetime, I just got under the covers and opened the windows, breathed some fresh air, but really just, this, you know, has been a recurring trend in my life, being a geek. You know, every lifetime I seem to be reincarnated as some dude who, you know, just has geeky interest. This particular one, I was the Atari champion of the 1970s. This was kind of an exception. I was a performer in Broadway who, again, had wavy hair and apparently didn't always enjoy wearing tops. I was into going topless that lifetime.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Natural.
Great job.
The prompt does kind of give you something to go with.
Yeah, yes. It's a little bit of glue continuity from frame to frame.
And what about this life, Jeff? What were you doing in this life?
I just stream. This is my streaming life.
What was the key word for that last series?
The key word was theater.
Picture you get up there.
Theater.
Theater.
Cool.
Theater.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Ben, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Your prompt is you've found a stack of postcards and you're looking through them, describing what you see. That's pretty much what we've been doing, so. There you go. Let me share the screen. There it is. Stand by. 7 slides, 15 seconds each.
I was home one day going through some postcards, and I didn't have a lot of things to do, and I came across this picture of Niagara Falls, where I actually saw a beautiful rainbow that appeared out of the horizon, and I came across this other postcard that I'm kind of a geek by nature, and this is an old gadget that you hook up to this is a picture. We went to a city here in Mexico, and you can go up in the mountains certain times of the year where you can see wonderful, beautiful butterflies. And this was one of the ones that really caught our eye as we were going through and seeing all the beautiful butterflies. Now, this is in the same place. This, in fact, was after we went and looked at all the butterflies. We went and across this old lake where there were a lot of crocodiles, and you could take pictures of different animals in the lake. This is a picture that on my birthday I was able to go to this old kind of a historical area here in Mexico, in the southern part of Mexico, where there are a lot of trees. And this is an early morning shot where we woke up. And this is another place up in the mountains that we visited here in Mexico, where we actually saw some snow, which is not normal here in Mexico. So, that's hard.
Okay. No, that was great. Looks like our last one didn't show up, did it?
No. I didn't see the seventh slide.
That's another
but issue. But I see Ayat.
Hi, Ayat. We got audio.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Hello? I skipped out many, many times, and I was wondering whether it will come to my turn or I'll be kicked out, but it seems I'm here.
You are here. That's great.
Webhead determination.
I'm going to continue in the stream for a little bit. I'll just pop out, come back in the Hangout because my webcam is cratered, so I'll be right back.
Okie doke. Ayat, are you going to go next as a solo? Are you into that?
Would you like to
try?
Okay.
You know, your audio is a little bit choppy, Ayat, and I think it... I know Mariana had this problem also. If you turn your webcam off, your audio might get better. And
sure.
Let's see if that improved
is
your audio.
Is that okay now?
I think it's a little bit better, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Okay, well, here is your prompt. Your prompt or your theme for this 7-slide, 15-second per slide, Petcha Flickr, will be a convention or a conference that went very wrong. How's that sound?
Nice.
Oh. Okay.
Exciting.
I've got a tag word for you, and let me just share the screen. Take me half a second. And here it comes.
Oh, no.
Oh, did we lose her?
We lost her.
Well, let's do it in sequence then, okay? I'll go first. Jeff, Ben. Scott, Jeff, Ben.
And Mariana.
So,
okay.
Mariana, you're after me. I was at this conference. I was going to learn about how to be the best English teacher in the world. And this guy, Stephen Downs, came up on stage. And he said, everybody take out your pencils and a paper and a crayon. Next.
Oh, God. And this is what I created. Well, I have been coloring and doing some trees. The first thing that came up to my mind, because that this is the only thing that I could draw. And, of course,
I have been drawing like a
5-year-old. Hi, Ayat.
Oh, we got
I can't
blank
see the
one,
third
too.
Slide.
Third yes. one's blank. Oh, bummer.
Yeah, maybe we should call a timeout on this one.
Timeout.
Good.
Oh, we lost number 4, too. Okay, I'll pull the screen share off.
Mm-hmm.
Nice job, Mariana.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm back. I don't know how much I'll be here, but I'm back for the meeting.
Sorry, we didn't know if you had a connection problem or if you ran away.
No, she wouldn't know.
Okay, Ayat, let's try it again. It'll be the same theme. This is a convention or a conference that went terribly wrong. Okay, it's coming up in just a moment.
Okay.
Share the screen. It's all yours.
This is the place where I had my first conference abroad. I was very excited that day because it's my first conference abroad. First time I'm outside Egypt, and first time. And this was the food that was actually offered that day to all presenters, but I couldn't figure out what was that. But I had to eat it. And all those foreigners I have to manage. But this was the view outside the balcony of my hotel room, which I was supposed to be a very nice one, and suddenly it went foggy. And that was not enough. The next morning, I had a very strange breakfast too, which I had to manage. Oh, I missed my Egyptian food. And this, I see fans. And this was the sandwiches I had.
We still there?
Oh,
she was on a roll.
Oh,
that was great.
Too bad.
Any guess on what the tag word was?
restaurant?
Sandwich.
Sandwich.
It was great, Ayat. She's in the chat now.
So I need to take just a little, not a walk-away break, but just I would rather focus on conversation for a couple of minutes, if you don't mind. Thoughts or impressions or suggestions?
Quick tech.
I go fast.
So, Ayat, so sorry you were doing a great job. That was great.
That was awesome. Yeah, that was great, Ayat.
I'm having a new Google Plus experience here. My Google Plus is throbbing. Is anyone else experiencing that?
What's throbbing?
it's this bizarre thing. I'm going to go ahead and leave the hangout and
what's return. Throbbing? Yes.
That's a good theme for the next round.
I hope you have the safety filter on.
Be careful, though.
It's just like an idea. Wonderful, yeah.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, this really does give you ideas for what to do in the classroom.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing at all. It's kind of neat. I really like it.
I'm not able to pay attention to the webheads chatter. People getting a sense of it through watching the stream? Any chatter there?
Do you think your students would be scared to do this? How would you overcome effective filter with this?
You have to use demonstration a lot. I would use a lot of demonstrations first. And I don't know if it would work on the first lesson, probably, but they need to be motivated more because they will always be discouraged of not knowing a lot of vocabulary first. And, of course, I'm not a native speaker as well, and the first that comes up to my mind is that they would be discouraged because of the vocabulary. But whatever they say, it would be great. Maybe at first we can give them few or more minutes on a group work, maybe like 7 of these photos, and tell them, okay, you have like 5 minutes to think of the idea of what the people on the photo have to say, but they all have to be connected. And just a thought that I came while we were doing this, and then maybe then try it out as an improvisation into like a minute or two as we are doing now.
Yes, great ideas.
Yeah, and in the chat room also, you know, talking about giving them vocab that they can use, simplifying the task where they don't necessarily have to tell a story, they just describe the photo. I can also imagine doing it not solo. If people did this as partners, somehow that might help.
Yes. I love the idea. This can be, done as a group work, and you can even try, I would do this as a motivation myself. As I did recently, I used a PowerPoint and explained them something to motivate them to the topic. And I would either use my photos and tell them the story, and then you can ask them what is the topic, what is the tag, what do you think what we are going to talk about, but not necessarily give them the photos that makes you think that it will be shopping or something else, and make them do more guessing or something like that. I'm just a thought.
Yeah, good
full
idea.
Of ideas.
Is there a way to repeat? Is there a way to repeat the same series of slides so you can repeat and they can do it over and over? Is that a possibility with this the site? Because I can
That
would help for them to go the first time. It would probably be horrible. Then the second time they would be a little bit more familiar with the slides. They could work on transitions and just have practice. But again, going through the same sequence of slides, I'm not sure if that's a possibility.
That's a great question, Ben, and I'm not very experienced with this. I remember Alan talked about that, and I think he was trying to or had already implemented that the sequence can be saved and gone back to like flashcards. So we've got a new visitor right in the center of my screen. Is that Lawan?
Yes, I'm the wine glass. Is it afternoon or evening, everybody?
Oh, it's evening here. Greetings.
Yes, thank you. How is the good work going on? We've been enjoying the sessions, really.
Have you been watching from the stream?
Yes, not really. I'm on the hangout. Yes.
Okay. Well, how about if we do one in sequence? Yeah. I've put in now 12 slides, and each person will take it in rounds. So perhaps Vance will go first, then Mariana, then Lawan, Jeff, Ben, Ayat, and then I'll go last, and then back to Vance. Is that okay?
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. So the theme that we're going under is first job. Your first job. And I've put in a tag word, which nobody knows except for me. Vance, you're up.
Okay.
Remember to please click first my window shot. So the thing will stay up in the center.
Yep.
Lawan, if you just tuned in.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. My first job. Man, I'll tell you, my first job was, well, I was a painter, and I thought I was really good. But then I got this job painting stripes on a lighthouse. Man, I'll tell you.
And then suddenly I had to move, and I decided that maybe it would be better to take photography, because I really enjoyed that before. When I was young, I used to take all kinds of photos. I even photographed myself or video stream. And I had to move to learn more about it. Levan?
No, yes.
Yep. What was your job when this photo was taken? This
oh,
was.
You mean my first job?
No, your job when the photo was taken. What was your job? What's your job in the photo here?
In the photo? No, I'm not following.
I think Levan might not be.
That's okay, Jeff.
I'll jump in. So this job, you know, I'm working in the city, and then all of a sudden, this plane lands in the middle of the river, and they said, hey, Jeff, you got to go into the river because one of our executives was on this plane, and he would like a custom ride back to the office.
So as I was in the water, I realized I had to swim back to the city to get back to my job because I only had about 20 minutes for lunch. So I had to try to swim as fast as I could back to the city so I wouldn't be late.
And I was swimming for so long, and I got a little too far north, and it got really cold, and the water froze over, and I was stuck, and the Coast Guard came, and then it was Vance's turn.
Yeah, but at least it was a nice place, you know. I mean, after a while, I got a job in a kind of a balloon, a hot air balloon that's floating over the city, and it was cold up there as well, but, you know, it was okay. But I had to paint it red, white stripes. I didn't like that all that much. Anyway. Let's see. Another job I had was doing Petcha flickers that just keep them on the screen. I used to have a job which would advance the slides, but actually they wouldn't let me do that because I couldn't do it very well.
I think we've thrown this, Vance. Can you get the next one?
We've frozen, and my hangout is throbbing again, so people who are watching this are probably getting nauseous. I'm going to step out and right back in.
Okay, we're up to slide 11 in the...
All right, she joined us in the chat. She wants to know what we're doing, because she's just come into the chat. Is that right, Beza? Are you there?
Already. I'm trying to follow and understand what you people are doing, actually.
Perhaps joined us, so perhaps we can reintroduce what we're doing?
What are we doing?
That will be good, actually.
Shall I?
Yes.
Lawan, we're doing a crazy version of slideshow. All of these pictures that show up on your screen come from Flickr, and it's something that's designed by Alan Levine. They call it Petcha Flickr. So I'm typing in the tag word, and then these photos are randomly grabbed, and they're shown each one for 15 seconds. Then the speaker's job is to describe what's happening in the picture or to tell a story based on the theme. And last time our theme was first job. But the tag word was harbor, and that's why we got all those pictures of the skyline, the water.
Okay.
Not a
so
good
we see the picture exactly where your picture is now, right?
Right. To get the picture, center. Once it starts, you'll want to click on my window so there's a blue line around it, and then that will be on your screen the whole time.
Okay. It's all right.
Would you like to try a solo for 5 slides all by yourself, Luan?
Yeah, let me try.
Okay.
Can you just...
How about a key... What would be a good tag word, Luan? You can choose the tag word and I'll type it in.
Okay, like...
Your choice.
Okay, just put anything. Let me see what
okay,
you...
Okay, let me think. I'm trying to think. How about... I got one. Okay, so it'll take just a moment for me to share the screen.
Okay.
The situation is you're writing a letter to your friend.
And you'll need to click on Scott's video so that you can see the photos.
And here they come.
Okay.
This is the start screen.
Oh, okay.
I didn't change the interval. You're going to go for, it'll be for 1 minute 15 total.
So what are you writing there, Luan? Are you writing to a friend?
Well... This is quite funny, you know. So I'm expected to describe the picture, what I'm doing exactly when I saw the picture. Right?
Yes, and you're writing to a friend. So why are you looking at these photographs while you're writing to this friend? What are you writing to your friend about? Probably trying to figure out
how exactly I'm going to put the letter. Is that?
Yeah. Is your friend a duck farmer by any chance? Or... Ooh, what does he do to those ducks anyway?
Oh, all these pictures coming out is for me to describe.
Yes. Yeah, and you're writing a letter to a friend. What are you telling him about?
And all these pictures coming out, what is this one? Awful, you know. What was that?
Okay, and the last, sometimes the last one doesn't show up.
Okay, maybe we go ahead, it doesn't really, what is that?
Yeah, Beza is listening in the chat, and she's trying to figure out what we're doing as well.
Over there, you know?
Perhaps another short little demonstration. Maybe someone can do a solo with 5 photos or something.
Okay, let's continue, and I will see how one of you do.
And shall I give it a try?
Sure, and I just want to say hello to our new visitor. Who you got there, Ben?
Say hello.
Hi.
No, that's for
it. Hi.
Say hello.
Hello.
Just tell me your name.
Hey.
Hello, how are you? That's great.
Okay, let me do a quick 5-slide demo. And Ben, can your partner give me a tag word suggestion? What's the first word that he wants to...
Give us a word. Any word.
Any word.
Any word. An animal?
Bear.
A bear.
A bear. That's a good one. Okay, let me share my screen. Oh, I got to do something with this. Oh, wrong window. Sorry, guys. Here comes... Okay, it's not a bear, it's a cow, but the bear's coming soon, I hope.
Okay, I want to hear a story about a bear.
So, dear friends, I've been asked to tell you a story about something that happened recently, and I'm a little frightened. It's kind of a scary story. The dogs one night, they were just not acting right. Shep, the big shepherd, had a tummy ache and just fell on his slide. And Scampy, the little sort of Maltese runt, was worried and was sniffing, smelled something bad. And we heard this ferocious noise outside the window. And Scampy, ears perked up. And Scampy said, "It's a bear! It's a bear, Mr. Scottlow! Get your gun! Go shoot the bear!" And I said, "Well, where did I put the gun? The last time I had it, I was shooting robots. And I remember getting that little robot and just put it down flat on the ground. But I couldn't figure out where it was. Is it in the closet?" And Scampy's going, "Scottlow, the bear, the bear, the bear's taking a shower, Scottlow. The bear's in the shower. Get the gun. Shoot the bear." I'm going, "Scampy, it's okay. It's okay. If it was a problem, Shep would guard us from the bear because Shep's a big dog. I think we're okay."
scampers. Yes, I like chimps too, but Chip's got tummy aches, and Chip is in no condition. Chip is in no condition to fight a bear. Scott, don't get your gun, darn it.
Uh-oh.
That was quite interesting, you know.
Wow.
Just the story you want to tell your kids.
Sorry, little buddy.
Hey, I'm sure you've got that.
Shep yes. And Scampi.
People are all over the floor in the webheads room.
We're trying to run a family show here.
Oh, God. Yeah, tune into your radio Amazing. Show more often there, Scotland.
Yeah, I just tried not even to think about describing the slide and make some sort of wacky story, and fortunately the pictures worked.
Peggy is suggesting a filter on the photos if we are doing this with kids.
Yes.
Yeah, and I could see doing it with kids, I might be inclined to not do it randomly and to put the tag in beforehand and pick 7 photos that I think would lend themselves to the activity. Someone had asked earlier, if you put in the same tag twice, are you going to get the same series of photos? I did a quick test, and no, I don't think you do.
Does somebody want to try bear again? I don't want to touch it.
Hello, Maisie.
I would like to add a point.
Please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Though I'm teaching young learners, they are not very young, they are about 10, 11 years old. But I guess if I've just demonstrated it once in front of them, I get amazing ones. They are very creative, and I guess they will not find it difficult, or they won't be as nervous as we are or worried about it. They will just get amazing stuff.
Yes.
You know, they might have a lot less anxiety than we adults do. Kids
yeah,
are used to make
it
a kind
of echo, you know, and it's breaking. It was breaking, actually.
If I understood your point, Ayat, it was kind of that kids might not have much problem with this, and that this is something they would enjoy doing and not being that intimidated by. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, that's my point. I guess we will have very creative and unbelievable stories coming out that never existed.
Nope. Oh, we keep losing her.
I've got a question. Is there a way, I know we've been watching each of the slides in so many second increments. Is there a way to just prompt the next photo instead of having it timed?
As far as I know, I'm in the advanced screen and you can change the duration from up to 20 seconds. I don't know.
Yeah, because it would be nice to at least have that option, you know, to be able to prompt it first, because I know maybe low-level students could have a problem with this type of activity, but
need more time. Sure. Yeah. I kind of like Jeff's idea of actually preparing slides in advance and just having them be tied into whatever you're teaching or learning.
Yeah, we need to make clear that this is a script, because some people joined us late. So this is a script that Alan Levine wrote, and you can see the code right there, I think, right? Have you got the code in front of you there, Scott?
I've just put the URL in the Google Hangout chat again. It's petchaflicker.cogdogblog.com. Uh-huh. And the beautiful thing is that anybody could do it. Imagine having your friends together for a party in front of the computer. Say, let's play some Petchaflicker.
Yeah,
kind of like charades.
Yeah. So we'll just have a look at that code. But anyway, we're just playing with the code, the script, you know. So obviously, you can, you know, if you can get into the code, you can. What can you do? Doesn't well? Sure, Alan would probably share the code. Oh, don't you think?
Yeah, the code is totally open, and he'll let anybody hack open, and he'll let anybody hack it who wants it.
You know, the other thing is, we're getting echo from Maisie. We're getting echo from Maisie.
Yep.
Maisie, do you have a headset on? Okay, the echo stopped. Thank you. The other thing you can do is go to Flickr and put in a tag and control it that way. Although I'm finding when I put the tag in, I click next or older, I'm not exactly getting what I think is going to be the next photo. But there might be ways to actually do this on the Flickr site.
Probably so, yeah. Well, we're just up on an hour. I'm happy to...
Let me ask a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ayat?
Go ahead, Ayat.
Touch slides of Flickr ready anywhere.
I missed the first part of that. Could you repeat your question, please?
I was just asking if you have samples of these Petra Flickr ready somewhere or some recordings of such sessions and song.
This is brand new. This is actually the first recording that's been made. Alan came up with it about 6 months ago, and we had one trial run in a Google Hangout about 2 weeks ago. So it's not been done much. But earlier I put a link to the Petra Flickr League. I'll do that one more time in the Google chat. And these people are taking it pretty seriously.